Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about how many cities were underwhelming and overrated. Paris apparently took the top spot for that, even though this week Paris is number one on the top 100 cities, destinations. So it depends on who's doing the survey. Paris will rank the highest in terms of being the best, or it'll rank the highest on being the most overrated. But one of you reached out. And you're a senior, and your spouse never wanted to travel. You guys have been married for 30, 40 years, and you never saw Paris. You never saw Italy. You've been married to somebody who never wanted to travel, and now you feel like you're too old to travel. Now, this is something that has happened to a lot of individuals. I meet a lot of people. My mom, for example. My mom always wanted to go overseas. They never did. My dad never wanted to. Now, one such reason was they couldn't afford to. They were poor. Going to Italy is expensive. Going on a cruise is expensive. And a lot of baby boomers travel, but a lot of other baby boomers, especially who kind of struggled financially, talked themselves out of the whole let's go overseas. And in fact, it's interesting. I was watching Friends the other day, and they were making fun of the British as being rude and things like that. But that's something Gen X and the baby boomers have done. Going, well, why would you want to go to France? They're rude. Why would you want to go to England? They're snooty. Why would you want to go over there? It costs money. America is great. America is great. America is great. Well, the younger generations are like, oh, hell no. You know, I want to see Paris. I want to see London. I want to see this. And now they're making it easier to travel. I live in Las Vegas. You could go direct to London now in a flight. So expensive. But sometimes you can get a great deal. So what do you do if you're older, you're getting up there, and you've been with somebody who never wanted to travel, and then COVID changed everything, and now we're in a recession and an inflation? You know, you could get pretty upset. So a few things I want to say is, number one, if there is anything on your bucket list you want to do, do it. You don't have to do your whole bucket list. But I don't want people having regrets that they didn't do something. You know, I see people, they save money, they save money, they save money, and the money then later goes to the kids when they're gone, which is a fantastic thing. But I don't want, well, my mom and dad never had money. We've never had an inheritance, so I mean, maybe there was. I never heard about it, but all I know is I'm not expecting anything. But any money my mom has, which I don't think she has any, use it for yourself. Anybody, you know, I mean, it's really nice for you to give an inheritance and all that, but your life is limited. Enjoy yourself. If there's a place you want to go, go. And now traveling to Europe, you don't have to be 20 years old. There are tours. There are ways to do it. Where even if you're not very mobile, there's still a lot of things you could do. It's going to take some setting up, but why the hell not? You know, some individuals are like, yeah, but I don't want to, you know, have debt. I don't want to borrow. I don't want to, you know, put stuff on my credit card. Who cares if you're 70? Who cares if you owe money? I mean, I believe we all should pay our debt. I don't think anybody should run up credit cards and leave them, or anybody should run up a bunch of student loan debt and expect somebody else to pay for it. But you're really worried about an extra $1,000 being on your credit card? You could deal with it. You could even tell the credit card company, look, I'll make $20 payments. But if there's something you've wanted to do, now you're not going to be able to go and, you know, enjoy the whole world, you know, in 1 week on one credit card. But if there's a place you always wanted to go, go. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You will be underwhelmed when you go. I've loved every city I went to, and I was excited. But I got to tell you, the movies make it a lot more spectacular. The one city that I wasn't underwhelmed by was New York City. New York City looks like New York City. All those tall buildings, in fact, you're like, whoa. When I was in Europe, what blew my mind was the churches and how gorgeous they were. I haven't seen the Tower of Pisa, but people say, you know, the Tower of Pisa, you go there and, you know, you're just in a city and all of a sudden you see a building that's a little bit, you know, cocked to the side. It's cool. And everybody takes a picture looking like they're trying to hold it up. But they were like, and that was it. And I'm not, you know, saying, look, it's probably really, really cool. I think old architecture is cool. But you have people depressed that they haven't seen the Tower of Pisa. It's okay. I was really upset that I couldn't see the Sistine Chapel because it was closed because it was one of the saints' birthdays when I was in Rome. It's okay. You know, if I don't see it in my lifetime, hopefully, you know, in another world, another dimension, I'll be able to see it. A lot of people say that the Mona Lisa, it was cool, but they were underwhelmed. It was small. There was a long line. You could barely see it because it's like the size of a notebook piece of paper. And then when they finally got to the front of the line, it was like, okay. And again, it's nice, and you should see it. I don't want to take away from its history, but don't be depressed if you haven't gone there. Places I would recommend, and I haven't seen, you know, Japan. I want to see China. I want to see a lot of places. I wanted to see Russia. Now things are changing. I want to see Iceland. I want to see Norway. There's a whole bunch of places I'd like to, I've never been to Spain, never been to Africa. So there's a lot of places I'd like to see. But I haven't to Europe, and I got to tell you, it's nice. Venice is beautiful. Paris is beautiful. But is it the most devastating thing? No. There's places in America that are so amazing that, I had just as good a time in Philly, in Boston, in New York, as I did in Europe. So, you know, your job is to be happy and see things you want to see. But don't get depressed if you don't. It can be, like I said, underwhelming. 1-877-DUCK-DUCK. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Dolly, show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I have been a huge advocate of you being on top of your own health and your own screening, and to not wait for a doctor to say something or a nurse practitioner or a PA to say something, that you need to be proactive. And the reason why is I was trained in the 90s. And when you were trained in the 90s, things were different. So when it came to breast cancer, the doctors I trained under, you listened to how they talked to patients. And they would say, are you doing your breast exams? And the girls at the time in the 90s were like, no, I don't want to touch him. I have my boyfriend do it. When you have your boyfriend do it, they do a lot of honking sounds and they never get the exam done correctly. But the doctor would say, you need to, because your breast is like a map. There's going to be certain bumps and peaks and valleys, and you need to know if there is any change to that map. You have to feel the topography of it. And the second there's a change, you can notify me. And then I could get you in for a mammogram or ultrasound. And that's what the doctor would tell him. I'm like, okay, that makes some sense. Do you look at your stool? Do you look? No, I don't look. I get up from the toilet and I run. I flush and run. Okay, well, yeah, you shouldn't breathe in what comes out, but you look at your poop before you flush. And because when the 90s turned into the 2000s, and we saw that healthcare expenses were skyrocketing, there became this sort of attitude of, you know what, don't do too much. We don't need all these people coming in saying, I have a lump, I have this, I have this. If you do self-breast exams, it's going to cause a lot of false positives. If you overscreen prostate cancer, there's going to be false positives. We need to save money. Well, there were lawsuits, and lawsuits didn't really seem to decrease. And doctors are like, but I don't want to miss the cancer. I'll get sued. So guidelines came up saying, look, you don't have to do self-breast exams. We don't have to screen for thyroid cancer. We don't have to do a lot of screenings. It could cause more harm than not. Well, now we have a study saying 14% of the cancer that we picked up in the United States was done by screening, which means 86% of the cases were found because somebody said, excuse me, something's not right. Can you look at this? Now, that's significant. Because what that means is, either one, a lot of people aren't screening. Obamacare pays for it all. Your mammogram should be covered. Your colonoscopy should be covered. Except maybe it's not covered when there's additional things done. Your screening colonoscopy should be covered, but a lot of us are still getting bills going, no, but they did a biopsy. Well, you know, same thing with mammograms. A screening mammogram may be covered, but not a diagnostic mammogram, not a 3D imaging mammogram. So one, that could mean that people are realizing these screening tests are still costing them money. Now, some of you might say, wait a second, this is because of COVID. COVID, people didn't go to the doctor. The subset of data came from 2017, so this was before COVID. That means in the teens, people were getting their cancers missed, or they had to diagnose it themselves. So, one, is it they're not coming in for screening? Two, are there not enough medical providers that they can't go in and get seen? They want to get their prostate checked. They want their breasts examined. They want to go in for the pap smear. But it's a three-month wait, so they change their mind. Who knows? Is it that the attitude now is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Or don't wake up the sleeping giant? What is it like the dogs, let sleeping dogs lie? Maybe they feel like once I have a doctor get involved, they're going to just try to make money and find things wrong with me. I recommend it to my patients, skin cancer screens. Go see a dermatologist once a year, have them do mole patrol, and if anything looks funny, they can biopsy it. How many people do that? They don't go to the dermatologist on a regular basis because they don't want somebody looking at their tissue and things like that. Well, that's where melanomas could be. So this study that was published, it was done by NORC, University of Chicago, and it's a report that was published, I don't have exactly the site, says that four types of cancer, breast, cervical, colorectal, and lung, have screening tests, but that the percent of cancers that were detected failed in comparison. And so, like, you could do a CAT scan. If you've been a smoker in the past, depending on how long it's been, if you're a current smoker, you could get a CAT scan. Why aren't people taking advantage of it? Are doctors not letting people know? Well, one thing that happened was we did start telemedicine in the teens. And a lot of individuals now that I'm seeing, they don't have a doctor. So when I go, okay, so you're 55, when was your colonoscopy? Oh, I haven't gotten it done yet. Well, has your doctor recommended it? Oh, I don't have a doctor. You guys are my doctor. I go, we're telemedicine. We're here to help you with any urgent issues. Who's the doctor managing all this? See, I went into family medicine because the family medicine doctor was really big on prevention, was big on looking at the whole thing, diet, looking at all sorts of aspects to your health, not just the here and now. How could we prevent things? But a lot of people don't go to the family doctor. They're like, you know what? I got a hernia. I'll just deal with my hernia and that's it. Or I have a cough. I'll go to urgent care. Urgent cares were huge in the teens, the 2010s. And people are like, look, why should I go to a doctor? Why should I wait in line? Why should I spend money? My deductible is ridiculous. So they're not getting their screens anyway. So my advice to you all is, I get we have these USPSTF guidelines, which I respect, but a lot of them do not include you examining yourself. Examine yourself. Take a mirror. I'll get people calling in with rectal bleeding. And I'm like, you have a hemorrhoid down there. They go, I don't know. I go, have you taken a mirror? They go, I can do that. Yeah, you could take a mirror, unless you want to go to your neighbor's house and bend over and have them look. Is anybody taking a look to see where the bleeding's coming from? No, I just thought you could give me medicine. I go, someone needs to take a look. Go to the urgent care ER and have somebody take a look. We got to make sure it's not cancer or it's not a thrombosis hemorrhoid or a tear. Take a look, for crying out loud. And breast exams, I still think doing yourself breast exam is crucial, because patients would come in, young patients that weren't at the age of 50 for screening or 40, saying, I got a lump. We got to get that checked out. I told you that for years I thought that the guidelines were really wrong when it came to black individuals, because their screening would start later. And I would have these patients that were tackling cancer that I would inherit, and they said, yeah, I had colon cancer when I was 35, when I was 40. Why are we waiting until you're 50? So we really need to individualize it. We talk about precision medicine and individual, and everybody shouldn't be, you know, all dumped in the same boat. And, you know, we all have different genetics and we all have mixed race and different aspects to what we're at risk for. Yet we're like, these are the guidelines. We don't screen till you're 50. Now, the USPSTF is wording it more as, look, things can change. It's individualized. Talk to your doctor. But I personally think if you want to examine your breasts, if you want to examine your testicles, if you want to examine your thyroid and you think something's up, it looks like 86% of the cancers are because you guys found it. And I told my ladies this years ago. I go, guys, the majority of the breast cancers are found because of you. You find something wrong. I do your breast exam once a year. That's not enough. I don't remember what's different. But if you check yourself, then you know. And I get that's against the guidelines. The guidelines do not want women doing breast exams. Those little things in the shower we used to give out, where you could put in the shower to teach yourself how to examine yourself, those are gone. Because we're not doing self-breast exams. And I disagree with that. Know your body. If you have a mole and you're like, okay, that's wrong, something's different, get it checked out. If your stool looks different, somebody called in yesterday, their stool was red, but they weren't sure if it was blood. Well, you know, maybe you had some peppers, maybe you had, you know, something, but thank God you looked at your stool, because if it is blood, that could be serious. Go get yourself checked out. This attitude of, you know what, if the doctor doesn't recommend it, I'm good. The doctor didn't say I had a problem. Well, if you're not going to the doctor, he's not going to be able to say that. My father would tell everybody how healthy he was. I have nothing wrong with me. I'm good. I'm healthy. Well, he was healthy until the day he died. He had a heart attack. He obviously wasn't healthy. If you're not letting the doctor do their job, they're not going to check things out. And some of you have said you get blown off by your doctor, saying, oh, I told him I had some chest pain, but they blew it off. Then what you do is you go, look, how do I know this is a cardiac? You know, can you just at least reassure me? How do I get reassured? What test do I need to know that's not the heart? And then maybe the doctor will run the test. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The death toll is at least three dozens injured after tornadoes ravaged parts of Louisiana. And now the big winter storm is slamming the Northeast. Snow, rain, gusty winds forecast from New Jersey to Maine through tomorrow. On the final day of the meeting of nearly 50 leaders from Africa, President Biden gave them a surprise.
As I told some of you, you invited me to your countries. I said, be careful what you wish for, because I may show up.
The president also announced billions in new U.S. money to bolster democracy on the continent. Rising interest rates, retail prices higher, general unease with the prospect of recession. They're all slamming Wall Street today. The major index is down anywhere from 2.5% to more than 3%. But mortgage rates have fallen for the fifth straight week. The average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan now 6.31%. A year ago, it was 3.1%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dow Jones tumbled, or stock markets, I don't know if you've noticed. Right now the Dow Jones industrial complex is down by, industrial average is down by 850 points. NASDAQ down 371. 2.5% drop today. It's tumbling. It's headed for the biggest decline in 3 months. This is not good. We knew things were going to get a little bit shaky, especially with the interest rates going up. I am no economist, but I do know that we have a very grim outlook based on all the money we printed for all the COVID relief that we caused the problem that required our relief. You tell people not to work, you have to give them money. Well, we should have allowed people to still work. But stocks have fallen sharply. Now, this comes after new data showed retail sales fell more than expected in November. Well, it's because things are still gosh darn expensive. This also raises fears that the Federal Reserve's relentless interest rate hikes could tip the economy into a recession. The economy is already in a recession, but I know a lot of these news outlets don't want to give the definition. I've been seeing that the news has changed. The Great Recession of the teens that didn't let up until 2015, 2016, they're saying ended in 2009. That the Great Recession ended in 2009. So I don't even know what to believe anymore. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 886 points, 2.6%, almost 900 points today. Right now we're at 838. It's heading for its worst day since September. S&P 500 dropped 2.77%. The NASDAQ Composite tumbled 3.43%. Batter tech-heavy index. The sell-off was broad-based, only 14 stocks trading in positive territory. Apple, Microsoft was down. I don't think Apple did well. Mega, I think, went down. Amazon went down. Netflix dropped. Yeah, this was, I had made money on Netflix, but I sold it before all this. So, a little bit, not a lot, but I made a little. Netflix, I'm no stock market expert, which is why I don't know how people make money on the stock market. I know overall your index mutual funds might do well, but now that the government could ask your fiduciary, or your whoever manages your stock, your stocks or your indexes, to invest into green-related projects and companies. I don't know what's going to happen with that. So, it's definitely a very shaky time. We're coming into the holidays. We spoke about how people are spending less money on gifts. And, one thing that I think is fantastic if you want to save money is the White Elephant or the Secret Santa. Secret Santa is where you have a whole bunch of people in an office setting or a family, and you buy for one person. But it's a secret. So all names get drawn from like a hat, or all names get drawn, let's say. Only one person knows. And then you know who you're buying it for, because you got to buy it for, and hope they like it. But they don't know who they're going to get it from. So it's called Secret Santa. So they can't butter you up. They can't whatever. So they know they're going to get a gift. And then everybody comes together. Everybody gets their gift from Secret Santa. And everybody feels like they get something. But when you have a big family, it's almost impossible to buy for everybody in the family. White Elephant is, I believe, where you the first person gets to open a gift. Everybody brings one gift. And the first person gets to open that gift. And then they keep it. The next person goes to open a gift. But they look to see what their gift was already opened. If they want to keep their gift, they keep it. But if they want what the other guy got, then they switch it. And now the other person has a gift that nobody wanted. Then the third person goes up there. So the last person in the lottery does the best. Because they see what all the gifts are. And they all usually are of a certain amount, like $50 or $25, whatever. And then the last person to trade with anybody. So some people hate that because they're like, oh, I'm getting excited about a gift I got that I can't keep. And then we swap it out. And it does make the process fun. But from a gift giving, it's not very popular because, some people may not really like the gift. So hopefully you tell everybody, buy a gift that everybody would like. Because it's really embarrassing for you to have a gift that nobody wants that they keep, exchanging. But those are ways, though, to save money. You only have to, if the family or whoever says, okay, $25, you could take a $1,000 Christmas buying gifts for everybody and knock it down to $25. That's huge. So, I like the ideas of experiences where, take the family on a trip. A lot of times what I do, so I got two boys. So when they need something for school or they need tech, it sucks that I buy it in the summer and then I don't get credit for that. And then they're like, what am I getting, for the holidays? I mean, now that they're older, they don't act like that. But I'm like, wait a second. You got a video game. You got a console. You got, that should have been your Hanukkah Christmas gift. Why did I, so a lot of times what I do is what they need, I'll buy them. I have a menorah with the tree skirts and the stockings. And so if I want to make it look like there's tons of presents, I'll also buy clothes. If they need underwear and they need socks, that'll make it look like there's tons of gifts. They really only care about the one gift that they really wanted. But the other little ones, make it, you don't have to have 7 or 8 gifts. I know Hanukkah's supposed to be a gift each night. You go broke. We didn't do that in my family. We couldn't afford 8 gifts per person. It was ridiculous. I understand it could be something little. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. It could be Play-Doh. It could be a little candy bracelet. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. But, I mean, we couldn't afford that. So, excuse me, so we just got 1 gift. I need a hiccup preventer. I need something that'll get rid of my hiccups. That's what I need. So, I'll do it on break. So, you know, we're looking at ways to save money. It's a stressful time. A lot of you guys are stressful. We talked about the holiday blues and how many people find themselves in a funk because they're lonely, because they don't have family, because they remember a loved one they lost. But a lot of people are in a funk because they're like, I can't spend money. It's stressful this time of year. I love the holidays. This is my favorite time of year. I feel the best. I do the best. I love being generous and all that. But I get it is stressful. And when I think about it, I'm like, oh, gosh, I still haven't finished my Christmas shopping. And the more you think about, the more you realize, oh, God, I forgot about this person. I forgot about this person. And then you do start to panic, and it is very expensive. And I mean, personally, I you know, when somebody's getting tons of gifts, I'd rather give them their gift, you know, later on in the year. One gift I like to do, if I have to do a nice gift, is I like those gifts where it's like a wine of the month or steak of the month, where a few months after their, you know, the holidays, they're still getting a gift from you. Why spend all the money at once? If you do these gift clubs of the month, I think Harry and David does it with fruit, things like that. Sometimes that could be expensive, but everybody's getting gifts, so they just start to get kind of immune or numb to it. But when your gift is coming still in March, it's pretty cool. So I like the gifts of the month. I think those are pretty good for the longevity. One, I remember when I was in practice, there was a doctor's office who sent us wine of the month club. It was only for a 3-month thing. And even though the wines weren't that fancy, it was just really, really cool to get a gift in February. I don't know. So those are some things. We're being told that massive changes could be coming to the way of the stock market, that the Security and Exchange Commission proposed a rule that would add competition to part of the stock trading system. The changes won't be implemented yet, but they're going to vote on that, where, you know, when you buy and sell stock on an app, the trade is instantaneous. But they say that this process, payment for order flow to support free trading, that has now come under intense security by regulators following the fallout from the meme stocks. So they want to add more competition at the middleman level to ensure retail investors are getting the best prices. That's interesting. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in political news, Trump is now leading the pack for the Republican presidential nomination. This is 24 hours after DeSantis in a poll was leading the pack. So I don't know when it comes to these polls. I know a lot of you guys have been kind of following this and is very, very interested in what happens. And, you know, I'm just still getting over the last election, which ended, I think, yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before that the midterms are finally over 35 days after the election? So I don't even want to think about 2024, but unfortunately, we do have to think about it. There's a lot going on. Republicans did not perform as well as they needed to. Democrats didn't either, in terms of them losing the House. So everybody's on edge, and they're already looking forward to what's going on. I think Joe Biden's wife, supports his run. That's going to be fascinating to see him run again. Considering he could barely get through a press conference, I told you what I think. I think he is going to want to make headlines and history giving us the first female president. I think he's going to retire and let Kamala take over at the end of his presidency. I just kind of have this hunch. Because he doesn't want to look like he failed. He doesn't want to look like that you know, he was ridiculed or kicked. He wants to leave with a bang. That's what I think. But going back to what's going on here, there was a Suffolk University poll that said most Republicans prefer Governor DeSantis as the 2024 presidential nominee. This happened, I think, 2 days ago or yesterday. It was conducted for USA Today. And it showed 56% of self-identified Republican voters would pick DeSantis, while 33% preferred Trump. And the polling of Republicans had a margin of error of 5.1 percentage points. 31% of Republicans said they wanted Trump to run for president. 61% said they wanted to see a different Republican candidate, but who carried a similar agenda. 65% of Republican voters polled want DeSantis to run for president, 24% did not. And this is something that I've been hearing, that people loved Trump's policies, but they didn't like him. Even Democrats told me. They go, look, I can't say I voted for Trump, but I like what he did, or some of the things he's done. That's problematic. So if people think DeSantis is a Trump 2.0, that can help. Although now we have a news poll coming from Fox News saying former President Donald Trump is still outperforming Governor DeSantis. This is actually not a Fox poll. This is an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist national poll. It says 45% of Republican and Republican-leaning independent voters support Trump, whereas 33% favor DeSantis, 8% support Vice President Mike Pence, and then 11% support other candidates. Wall Street Journal poll showed DeSantis leading Trump in a hypothetical. Now, some of you might say, who cares? These polls are 2 years before the election, less than 2 years. Who cares? Well, it's interesting. And as much as I don't want to think about an election, we do have a lot of things coming our way. So when you see the migrants and thousands of them just waiting for Title 42 to end, which Title 42 is not a wall. Title 42 is not a good border policy. Title 42 is just something that America could use to help stave off the influx of people wanting to come into the country. And so we have a non-closed border. And you know, who would be better at that? In terms of the economy, we have an economy that is very volatile. Who would be better at stabilizing the economy? We have a lot of social issues that is dividing the country. Whether it's abortion, whether it's critical race theory, whether it's same-sex marriage, interracial marriage. Although I thought the majority of the country supports that already. Same-sex marriage and interracial marriage. You know, apparently Congress had to, you know, again, make another law. But I thought, you know, already we have that you can't deny anybody who wants to be together, especially from in a race, especially since we don't even know each other's races. Most of us are mixed race. So it was kind of moot at that point. But many people want to see a little bit less divide in the country when it comes to social issues. When it comes to homelessness, when it comes to our military, when it comes to mandates. Now, DeSantis has done a very good job for Florida, and he is known for his bucking of the mandates. Is he known for what he would do for a border? Is he known for what he would do in terms of the economy? Florida did well from an economy standpoint. So DeSantis has an easier path than Trump on one respect, but also an uphill battle on another respect. On an uphill battle, he has to prove to everyone, you know, we all know what Trump would want to do with the border. We all know what he would want to do with the economy. We all know how he feels about mandates. We all know how he feels about China. And so we're not going to have a lot of guesswork. There's not going to be a lot of surprises. Now, he does do stuff that is unconventional. I think now he has a card with him in some sort of a, I don't know, superhero suit. I don't know what the hell he's doing right now. But again, he's also gifted at distraction. If he wants to get something done, he will distract people. He was talking about Glenn Youngkin's name and making some tweet comment. People are going all after that. Meanwhile, he got to enjoy his daughter's wedding. So he knows how to distract us. But there's not going to be a lot of surprises with Trump because people feel like, okay, well, we know what he would do. And there might be a surprise with how he would handle Putin and, you know, how he'd go head-to-head with China. But for the most part, we pretty much know what his first 30 days in office is going to look like. He's going to build the wall. You know, he's going to reverse a lot of the Biden policies. He's going to try to limit the spending and try to get the economy back on track. With DeSantis, there's a lot of questions. A lot of people don't know. I mean, they may trust him. They may think he's fantastic. But also there's a lot of things that might come out in the primary. Now, I don't know if Governor DeSantis has said he wanted to run, but these polls going back and forth are no surprise to me. I like the guy. I think there's a lot of even candidates on the Democratic side that would do better than Biden. But again, you know, with Biden, there's going to be no surprises. Some people do support. What is it, 34% support Biden rerunning? Why? People ask why. Well, they go, well, because they know what they have with him. No surprises. They know exactly what he'll do. They know he'll not get through a speech. They know he won't make, you know, they know he'll try to appease the progressives. Not a lot of surprises there. Somebody else comes in, yee-haw, they don't know what he'll do. Or she. So it's, you know, it's not too early. As much as you and I don't want to hear these polls, it is interesting to see, you know, the conflicting results, which shows why polls have limitations. But I think the question is going to be answered, you know, what is it that you care about? If you care about the economy, if you care about gas prices, if you care about the military, if you care about national security, if you care about schools, okay, what is that candidate going to do? What's the track record on it? Now, DeSantis has a pretty well-known education policy. So he would probably translate that from to a national level. He has a very, you know, so these are things that are going, you know, is it really going to be about the person? A lot of people fear that, you know, people dislike Trump, that they'll vote for Biden just because they don't like Trump. But a lot of those same people don't like DeSantis, too. So I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.